Greetings, everybody, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Y'all know me. I always quote that at the beginning of all things. I am very strategic tonight, but we give honor to God who's ahead of our lives, to His Son Jesus, head of church. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, the regenerator, and really the captivator of all of our lives. I say this to you one tonight. I am very strategic tonight, very, very strategic, because I am seeing a move with the capturing of faith and the enemy trying to steal God's people's faith, trying to strategically steal the faith of God's people, and I am strategic as well. I am very, very intended on the point of where I'm going. I am. And I'm going to stay that way because I truly believe that the enemy is defeated. We just have to remind everybody of his blessings that he has bestowed unto all of us and the promises that he's given unto us. I'm not going to do the initial advertising on tonight. I'm just not. On tonight, my strategy is to, in my own way, is to attack the weak areas and make them strong, the areas where others might not think that faith is abound. But I'm telling you, I believe in faith. I'm very strategic tonight to impart some piece of knowledge of that faith and allow the opportunity of that faith to be moved through the spiritual atmosphere in our lives. I do believe in that Psalms 19 and 14. And I believe it in such a way, I truly believe that word when it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." I believe in the strategic moves that God plants in our lives that has purpose. So tonight, I have a strategy, and my strategy is to come at the area of accountability of faith and continuing in it, accountability of faith, being accountable to your faith. I know that many times we fight with the element of faith and we assume we have it until struggle arises. We assume we have it until problems arise. And if we challenge each other right now, we will have to, in our own kind of way, self-accountability, we have to really go, was my faith at 100% at the time of trouble? Was my faith at 100% at the time of trouble? That becomes your accountability point. Where was I weak? Where was I weak? Did Jesus have an accountability element for his disciples? Is there accountability for faith? Yes, there is. So you continue in faith? Yes. Is there accountability there? Yes, there is. Because God's intention for you is pure accountability concerning your faith and knowing that your faith is up to him, looking up to him, but understanding that I have to have it. I must maintain my faith. I must be accountable concerning my faith, and I must be held accountable for the faith that I'm speaking of through Christ Jesus. Because we can talk about the blood of Jesus, the hand of Jesus. We can talk about the healing power in the name of Jesus, the breakthrough, chain breaking. We can cover it all until problems arise. And then we give a small area that sort of give us room for no accountability of faith. We leave ourselves a room for no accountability. You know what my struggle is. And then we go get into this Matthew, the 17th chapter. My struggle is that I truly believe that God's on my side. That's my struggle. My struggle is I truly believe that God's on my side. I really believe that when I put my faith in him years ago, my faith is totally in a sold out position with God. I believe that I can survive without things. I believe that God will supply everything. I believe that that God has a way of, no matter what's happening, he's going to take care of me. He's going to watch out for me. He's going to be my all in all. He's going to cover me. I believe God, just to that particular point, that if I'm pushed aside, in my mind, it's his will. If I'm removed, in my mind, it's his will. If a person don't like me, in my mind, I always go, that's the will of God. God put a wall between me and them so that I can press forward in his perfected will. God moved them so they wouldn't be a problem to what's in front of me. God moved them so I could do his will. And that's my struggle. I believe in God so much. And I know somebody said, that's not a struggle. I understand, because we're in a world of always looking to correct with no faith. And I'm in that other place of, it is the will of God to be full of faith. It is the will of God to walk in the fullness of faith and to continue in faith. I truly believe that all things actually do work. And I truly believe that he makes all things work. He would not put me on a road in a position, or put me in a position of anything that was not in his perfected will. I really believe that whatever God supplies to me, gives to me, places upon me, was his will. I believe, I'm going to tell you this continued faith with me and the accountability of it. I believe that if he placed me in the position, my provisions are there, my prosperity is there, my breakthrough is there, and everything I need is there. I don't have to worry about people, because he'll send individuals that's going to open that door. But let's get back to the accountability part. When you go to Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 20, the word of God says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall what? Remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. And I'm telling you, it was an accountability moment of Jesus right there. The accountability moment of him saying to his disciples, you cannot cast out demons, and you cannot move mountains, you cannot cause things to happen as you see me doing, because of your unbelief. And because of your unbelief, you cannot move mountains. Because of your unbelief, you cannot do things. And here's the thing. He looked at them and made a perfect evaluation of their spiritual performance. And he said, listen here, I understand what you're saying. I understand you are with me. I understand you are by my side. And all of that is wonderful, that you attend these fellowship functions with me. Thank you, disciples. But because of your unbelief, you cannot perform. Because of your unbelief, you are not able to assess your situation. And I now, because you cannot cast out demons, I have to hold you accountable for your lack of faith. Because this thing is by faith. Everything you see happening is by faith. Every move of God is by faith. And I am strategic tonight to put in your spirit that you need to continue in faith, and you are on accountability road. You are on an accountability road concerning your faith. You can either look at your problems and go, this is a little too much, or you can look at your problems and go, thank you, God. You would not have put more on me than I could bear. If it's here, there must be something that's about to happen good, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready to mount up as wings of the eagle. I'm ready to run and not get weary. I'm ready to walk and not faint. What do you have of me to do, God? Because you would not place this here for me if it was not an opportunity for you to prove yourself through me. Because then I can prove the accountability that you have for me through the works. Lord, have mercy, through the works that will be done through me because of you. And that's a good point for somebody to just say hallelujah. Amen. And it's something that Jesus put something in them where he's going, I'm going to affirm something that this works, but I'm also going to hold you accountable that your faith held up the promises. Your faith held, your lack of faith held up someone's breakthrough. Your lack of faith held up someone coming out of, and your lack of faith held up someone's chains being broken. Your lack of faith, because God told you to speak to that situation, you did not speak to it. You found a lesser method that you were comfortable in, that you felt was not damaging to your walk, that was not damaging to your heart, where you felt that I have, because there, it becomes a reality check and accountability of faith. Man, it started hitting you. I haven't prayed. Ooh, start hitting you. I haven't fasted. I haven't done anything to build my faith. Yes, I'm just walking through this thing, and my intellect's going to carry me. My wisdom's going to carry me. My life experience is going to carry me. I'm telling you now, there are life experiences and educational things and some other things in your life that will not bring you the results that obedience to God provides. And I know I got some witnesses there. Will not bring you the results that God will bring you. Because God got a way that he does everything. God got a way that he handles everything. God has a way that he brings you out of things. God has a way that he turns situations that become unbelievable. That's why it becomes supernatural when he does things in faith. But we have to continue. Well, we have to continue in faith. But it is something when Jesus has to what? He has to evaluate them. And then he has to step back and go, let's talk about why you failed. Let's talk about why you are questioning me. Why are you questioning me? And the story here, when we look at it, it starts to talk about how they wanted to cast out demons and they could not. And they said, we could not cast out demons. He said, well, it's because of you. There's nothing wrong with the demon. The demon's doing his job. Your problems are doing their job. Your circumstances are doing their job. And we're finding out who you are through your circumstances. We're finding out what you believe in through your circumstance. So your problem is doing its job. Your circumstance is doing its job. Your hurt is doing its job. Your pain is doing its job. Your bad relationships, they're doing its job. I'm going to help some of you real quick. The devil is doing his job. He's going to and fro seeking who he may devour. And here you are watching circumstances that are on cue for you because they're going to help establish your accountability and where you really stand in your faith realm. And so they said, we were not able to cast out demons. They're telling Jesus, we not, and Jesus is like, listen here, nothing wrong with the demon, nothing wrong with what I gave you, the problem's in your faith, nothing wrong with the circumstance, nothing's wrong with the hurt and the pain you have, nothing's wrong with the individual that's carrying demons, nothing's wrong with the car dealer, amen, nothing's wrong with the realtor, nothing's wrong with the house lender. There's nothing wrong with the college. There's nothing wrong with the contractor. There's nothing wrong with them. What's wrong is your faith. Your faith, it's not there. And when your faith is not there, you will start to look for areas where you are not accountable at that particular moment. We're a world now where no one wants to take full accountability for failure. Because we've been told that, listen here, it's somebody else's reason that I'm not. No, it's your faith. It's somebody's reason I'm not building. And no, it's your faith. It's someone's reason. It's the government. It's situation. It's my family tree. It's generational. No, it's your faith. It's your faith. Here we have Joseph. Joseph comes out of the pit to the palace, out of the palace to the prison, from the prison to the palace, back to the prison, then back up to the palace to lead his people. His faith was in God. Hold on. His faith was not in the cloak. His faith was not in the pit. His faith was not in getting pulled out of the pit. Amen. His faith was not in into the palace. His pit was not in any of those places. His faith was in God. And because his faith was in God, I don't know if anybody walking with me, because his faith was in God, God always pulled him out because he did not blame the circumstance, because the circumstance went along with the testing of faith. And as you look at your insecurities, it's a faith thing. You look at your brokenness, it's a faith thing. When you came to him and you brought faith in the measure, that's the only way to please God. And you have to bring that measure to the table. You have to bring it as of a mustard seed. You have to bring it with a possibility of growth as well. So you have to look at the accountability Jesus gave to the disciples and say, wait a minute here. There's nothing wrong with anything. You just did not have any faith. And he said, because of your unbelief, I have to say to you, if you had just had any measure, you could have told the mountain to move. It would have moved. Nothing is impossible for you. He said, however, this kind, it's only going to happen through prayer and fasting. Wait a minute. You mean there's an anointing I'm supposed to have through my prayer? There's an anointing I'm supposed to have against the enemy in my faith realm. There's an anointing I'm supposed to have against the enemy and against my circumstance through my prayer and my fasting. What does that have to do with the submission of my body? Why does my body have to submit for his glory to be in the eyes of other men? Why do I have to submit? Why do I have to give up something? Why do I have to sacrifice something for God? Because he's done that already for you. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This whole walk with God is based on faith. And faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. This thing is only by faith. I don't care what you say. This is only by faith. This is the only way to know the Holy Ghost is going to work, by faith. The only way to know you can cast out demons is by faith. The only way to know that God's going to make some moves in your life is by faith. You have to truly believe that he is. Amen. We're not going to jump ahead of ourselves with some good scriptures. But we want to be sure that at the end of the day, we start to look at, my goodness, I'm required to submit my body with prayer and fasting in order for my faith to be at its apex in life? You mean I have to give up all of these things for my faith to work? Man, that's crazy that I got to give up so much for faith to be abound. That's crazy that I have to give up so many things for my faith to work heavily. It's sad that I got to be blind. I got to be blind and almost deaf and dumb for faith to work. I have to not even consider my own mind. I have to let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. I have to go to the cross and I have to utter not a word because everything is based on faith. Do I trust him and does he trust me in that element? So we're looking at, well, I want to make some moves, God. I want my family saved. I want people delivered, God. I want a breakthrough in my life. I want strongholds to be ripped apart. I want us to tear them down, God. I want to see a move. I want to see healing. I want to see deliverance, God. And God's going, that's sure, but where's your faith in that? Do you have faith in that? Are you walking every day with a pure accountability to yourself? It takes faith to pray every day. It takes faith to call out everyone's name, even your enemies. That's a faith realm. You have to go past your hatred. You got to go past your discord. You got to go past all the things that causes you not to. And you have to say, uh-oh, I think I'm going to have to do his will. On this one, I'm going to have to forsake myself. And I have to trust God. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, in verse 7, it starts to deal with something of, am I continuing? Am I giving up? Am I at this point, am I throwing in the towel in my faith realm? No. Because why? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought in my accountability of myself to be sure that I don't give up. Why? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I did not give up. I did not shake. I did not break. And I kept fighting with my faith, the lack of it. How many know sometimes you just have to tell yourself, I refuse to not have faith. I'm going to trust God. And I don't care who you are, that's a tough one when you just go, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him for the healing. I'm going to trust him for a breakthrough. I'm going to trust him for this chain being broken. I'm going to trust him for my elevation in the world. I'm going to trust him for my marriage. I'm going to trust him for my children. And that's something when you start going, I'm going to trust him that this car will work. I'm going to trust him that this job's going to treat me right. I'm going to trust him to get these contracts. I'm going to trust him to have more power. I'm going to trust him for discernment. I'm going to trust him for more anointing. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Because why? I got to finish my course. I have to keep my faith. I refuse to give my faith up. I have to fight to be sure that my faith is shown in everything that I do. And it's something when you start to declare, I refuse to walk without faith. I know what it looks like. You know what hurts faith sometimes? What hurts faith is when it's time to have faith and all the voices that are around you are giving you all the reasons not to have faith. Telling you all of the situations that's going to come and all the problems that's going to happen and all the situations that have failed. And they don't remind you of all the times you've won, all the times God brought you through, all the times God lifted you up, all the times God showed up once again, all the times that God made a way out of no way. And the only reason you hear these things is because you have positioned yourself around those that have no faith. You have to reposition yourself with faith walkers. If you want great faith, you got to walk with great faith walkers. If you want to see the hand of God at another level, you have to get with some fearless people who love God and know that they are praying and fasting. According to the word, this comes by prayer and fasting. And they can say to you, let's speak to that devil. Let's speak to your circumstance. Let's speak over your circumstance. Let's call that thing done, that God's going to break the chain and God's going to deliver you and God's going to open that door. I love hanging around faith walkers. I love testing the water of faith. Y'all know my saying. I don't believe that anything is closed to me. You know, I still stand with a strong word that I'm unashamedly presenting on a consistent basis, and that is, amen, if there ain't a door, I'll kick a hole in the wall and build one. Amen. I don't believe that God ever intended in his successful thought of me, he intended for me to fail. I've never thought God intended. I cannot find where Jesus failed. Even as he walked through, he was in victory. Even as he walked through an emotional moment, he was in victory. Because the victory was not the loss of the moment. We pay too much attention to weak moments and never looked at the strength of the victories you had and how you made it. We teach each other bad gospel. We teach bad analytics of your walk with the Lord. When you have to teach one another sometime, listen here, I understand. Y'all remember that old saying, don't sweat the small stuff, but everything is small stuff. That's sometime how you got to speak to one another. You got to tell that person, I don't care what you say and you will not lose. No, I know this was a tough day. Wipe your tears out your eyes and quit getting around the people telling you it's okay to cry. Listen here, you didn't cry when you were sinning. You didn't cry when you was acting a fool. You didn't cry when you was cussing folks out. You didn't cry when you was smacking folks. You didn't cry when you was pulling that gap out. You didn't cry when you was smoking weed. So stop it. Get yourself together and place yourself in a victory land, in a victory arena, around a victory crowd where their faith is so high, they will not let you fail. I counted something great around me when I always tried to be sure, if you with me, I'm not going to let you fail. I don't care what it takes for the victory to be abound in your life. I'm not going to let you fail. How many of you know that's a word to tell somebody? I refuse to let you fail. Y'all remember Heaven's Harvest when we was telling each other, I refuse to let you go to hell. Amen. We still have to keep those promises, because the faith needs to what? Continue. Hebrews 11 chapter in verse 6 establishes that faith is necessary, because without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, here's that crazy part, he must believe that he is. And here's the part you don't see people shout on, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I understand it says seek high. Amen. I understand it says seek hello to the Lord. Amen. That's my engineer's fault. But it's still the same premise. Diligently seek high. Seek a hello from the Lord. Seek a greeting. For he rewards them that seek a hello. That seek a greeting to the Lord. You see, I'm a thing positive. Somebody might go, that's a mistake. Then I go, no, it's not. It's a God move. He's a rewarder of them who seeks a hello from him. He's a rewarder of them that seeks a high. He's a rewarder of them that seek his presence. He's a rewarder of them who rise up and praise and worship him at all times. He's a rewarder. So faith is necessary just to please God in any statue of way. And let me tell you, God gets excited when you're excited about what he's doing for you. Even the possibility that there's about to be an opportunity in your life when God's going to move across the land on your behalf. God does something with miracles in your life when he knows that you're going to talk about him. When he know you're going to talk about him, he'll perform that miracle. when he knows that you're going to talk about him in a special way, he's going to perform it for you. Why? He knows that's going to bring joy to him and to the kingdom. So God's willing to bless you because you're going to talk about the blessings. You're going to talk about him. You're going to talk about his pleasures. Hey, I'm in a war constantly. The devil comes every day. There are situations every day. I'm a little different. You know, you attack some things around me, I'm coming. I'm coming, and I'm going to set it straight in your life, and whoever life they want is straight. But it takes some faith to believe that God has called me to settle things. It is something when you know that in faith God has called you to set order or to set a standard or to believe in him to a place where you start to say, I cannot fail. I'm in God, and there is no failure in God. Knowing that all of my faith, all of my help come from the Lord, and God's going to take care of me. 1 Peter, the first chapter, we start to declare something very good. It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in what? Heaviness through, not for the temptation, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, the trial of your faith being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried by fire, might be found what? Unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. If you're here tonight just listening, you found out that, wait a minute, there's glory in strong faith that comes through tests and trials. There's glory in strong faith when you're still holding on to God when problems just seem, too much to bear. I have seen people go through. I've seen people pushed aside, pushed in the corner, unwanted. People don't want to worship with them, don't want to fellowship with them, don't want to deal with them. Amen. Don't want them around, don't want to talk to them. I'm telling you now, get excited when you unwanted, because that means God wants you. Get excited. Get excited when people don't want to fool with you. God wants to deal with you. I'm telling you right now, if you're pushed aside and unwanted, God's calling you. I'm telling you right now, he's calling your name. He's calling your name very heavily. He's letting you know. He's telling you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. You're being called upon. You're being called upon for the circumstance in your life. And God has put more faith in you than you could imagine. You are just boiling with faith. You ever notice that God chose people who was wild at one point? Because it takes faith to be wild. It takes faith to be crazy. It takes faith to trust God to a place that he'll get you out of trouble when you've known nothing but trouble. And then you start to see God at his perfected hand. Because God starts to go, that one's mine. I'm about to do something mighty with them. I'm speaking to you tonight. I'm speaking heavily to you for who are weary and worn, torn by the things of life. Let your faith grow. Build your faith in God through your prayer, through your fasting, calling out to him, getting your word and eat that word. Let that word resonate in your heart that you might not sin against him because it's sin not to obey God. You want to obey him. You want to do the will of God. I'm telling you now, don't feel bad because people don't want to deal with you, don't want to fool with you, want to put you aside. I'm telling you, he's calling you. He's calling you in these last and evil days, and he's saying, I'm choosing you to come out from among them because I got a special plan. And you might think they don't want to deal with you, but I have separated you on purpose because great faith takes crazy people. Great faith takes some people who are wild enough to go, I'm telling you, God's going to do it. And you're like, no, he's not. Yes, he is. I know it looks dreary to your eyes, but you can't see faith because the culture got your eyes. You're not leading. You're not leading. You're not above. Amen. You're beneath. Amen. You're following people, and God snatched you out to lead his people to something great and something phenomenal. I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, God is moving. He's expecting you to continue in faith. Don't give up and don't quit. Don't let anybody tell you anything that's different than God's going to provide. And your faith is there. It's on the inside. Why is it on the inside? If you got enough faith to take on Christ, you got enough faith to walk in Christ. You got to put on the whole armor of God that you are able to withstand all the fiery darts of the devil. And trust me, He's losing right now. He's trying to make the world think he's winning. He's losing because somebody's life is turning around. Let your faith work tomorrow. Try something different. Walk in some faith. Walk in great faith. Let God abide with you. And trust me, he will abide with you. So take that time to abide with him. Let your prayer and your fasting grow so you can cast out something and break a chain and draw somebody to the kingdom of God. That is the final ministry, to go out and make another earth. Go out and do God's will. Draw somebody to him. That is the ministry. You can gain the whole world and lose your soul if you forget the ministry, the first love of the word of God. I call y'all blessed on tonight. Listen here, Jude 24 and 25, stable. We're going to do it no matter what. It is the benediction somebody needed before the end of the night. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And we all say, amen. Check your accountability and your faith. If you can't move it and can't cast it out, everything else doing this job, check your faith. I call you blessed, and good night.